get you caught when it's the cops who want you dead. What can you do when you being hunted by the feds? Where can you go when there's a reward on your head? What could you say when there's nothing left to be said? It's kill or be killed. You guilty, proven innocent, rights being violated. Three strikes and you out, your whole race being annihilated. It's war, but it's real, to keep your artillery filled. Your fate has already been sealed. Do or die, kill or be killed. Cause you guilty, proven innocent, rights being violated. Three strikes and you out, your whole race being annihilated. My life and death decisions made in chambers of the judge. Better hold court in the streets, all the bangers in the thugs. This is a true story, though I had to change the names of the guilty and the innocent, cause the details too gory. Never see a news story, no reporter covered this topic. And if they tried to edit it, they probably decided to stop it and let the boss handle it. They proceeded to sweep it beneath the rug like a Rampart Division in Los Angeles. But everything done in the dark comes today. Even stories about gangsters, cops, and gunplay. One day in the capital of California at 4 in the morning, the cops knocked on the door with a warrant led by Lieutenant Cooper, who we called the brutalizers. That was captain, so we had more juice than the supervisors. And it happened, they kicked down the door and yelled,
"Little man, you want to arrest for possession of steel?"
Now the little nigga man was locally known for selling coca leaves, dry crust and grown and broke some cheese from overseas. And even though police knew he was a man regardless, but he was constantly the target of allegations and charges. It started when Lieutenant Cooper, who was a sergeant at the time, pulled little man over, searched his car, found a nine. Any felony conviction would give him his third strike. For a weapon, he would serve 25 life. Damn. It shocked little man when Cooper started to talk. He said,
"If you really to pay, I'm willing to let you walk."
Playing stupid, little man asked Cooper, "What do you mean?" And he
said, "I know your team's been hustling, getting cream. Cause I haven't intervened, doesn't mean I haven't seen what you do from A to Z and everything in between. But if you willing to pay a fee, I give a fuck about the nine. You can tuck it under the seat, it's out of sight, out of mind. But if you wanna do the time, just let me know, it's fine. Keep in mind, this is technically the scene of the crime."
Now little man was inclined to agree, paying the fee was better than going to court and being in prison forever. So he said, "It works for me if it works for you." Cooper replied,
"Question is, what is it worth to you? I observed your crew was true, one of your workers is a rat. That's how we caught your girl Bonnie with them birds in the lap. You lucky she didn't crack. The detectives kept trying till she asked for a lawyer, selected to remain silent."
Little man said, "I need you to tell me who the snitch is, so I can have full confidence in your intentions." Cooper said,
"I'll let you know it's an act of faith, but for any further info, you gonna have to crack the safe."
The bottom line is, little man was more than willing to pay $35,000 a week, which is $5,000 a day. As he got inside his car, opened it and drove away. In his mind, he can hear his dead brother say, "Can you call?" And it's the cops who want you dead. What can you do with you being hunted by the feds? Where can you go when there's a reward on your head? What could you say when there's nothing left to be said? It's kill or be killed. You guilty, proven innocent, rights being violated. Three strikes and you out, your whole race being annihilated. It's war, but it's real, to keep your heart till it be built. Your fate has already been sealed. Do or die, kill or be killed. Cause you guilty, proven innocent, rights being violated. Three strikes and you out, your whole race being annihilated. My life and death decisions made in chambers of the judge. Better hold court in the streets, all the bangers in the thugs. 5 years later, little man came up, took his money to the gave the drug game up, even bought a couple buildings, put some stores in the hood, and gave money to the mosque, cause his mama said he should. He wanna balance out his skills for all the evil that he did, except for killing Ice Cold back when he was just a kid. After he shot him, he spotted them duffel bags propped in the backseat, but he got home and opened them. All he saw was crack speed, hash weed, $250,000 worth of dope and cash stacks. And the word, it was hope. Flashback to when he was 16, having wicked and sick dreams and witnessing crip schemes on missions to get cream, seeing apartment managers of vegan indigent beans. Two kids that never know what legitimate innocence means. Screams elicited by six scenes, living it live and explicit, and it's crisp as an image on split screens. Vivid memories living. He could close his eyes and visualize the minute when he realized that his brother was dead. He couldn't get it out of his head, just couldn't understand. And homage to the killer, took the name Lil Man. He met a girl named Bonnie down the ride for the nigga, but they caught her transport. Now she out child chiller. Lil Man put his thriller in the movie, and the blue started producing and putting loot in the music business too. Lieutenant Cooper wasn't pleased when little man stopped slanging, but it was all to the good till he stopped making payments. Then he started making statements like,
"If it wasn't for me, you'd be just another nigga in the penitentiary."
Started catching him in traffic, pulling him over to harass him, searching him and acting like he really wanted to blast him, but he really wanted action. It was killing him to see little man be successful. He didn't want him to succeed, didn't want him to be legit. I attributed to greed. He made a promise to himself to bring
bring a nigga to his. Then it happened, they kicked down the door in jail.
Little man, you under arrest for possession of sales.
But little man already bailed, he was nowhere to be found. They searched the whole house, turned it upside down. And they didn't find a thing, not a steel, not a beam. Seemed he kept his home clean, so they had to clear the scene. Could've seen steam coming out of Cooper's ears. He was embarrassed to appear like a fool to his peers. But he had an idea where he could find little man. He contemplated for a minute and devised a little plan. He did his own stakeout. Just like he thought, he spotted little man alone walking out the mosque. He followed him, but he had no intentions to collar him, and it wouldn't even bother him. And at least bit to slaughter him. He caught him in the parking lot, about to start his car. Put his lock out and shot it. Stop right where you are. Little man put his hands up. He saw it in his eyes. He knew he was gonna die. Lieutenant Cooper Zod said we had a nice thing going. It was all good. I even told you when the task force was raiding y'all hood. Actually, it's our hood, man. I grew up here too. Police academy. It was simply a career move. It's true, we barely make enough. Lose a couple pills and expense the confiscated drug money. Test your will and it's tempting just to take a couple stacks. Double it up, put it back before they notice. They'll just snap and break around like every man. Keep your hands up, no questions. This is not a test. Then he popped, little man put a bullet in his chest. Opened up the car door and put a kilo at his feet. And then he put a throwaway Desert Eagle on the seat. Notified his dispatch, the officer was in distress. And then he looked down at little man trying to catch his breath. And his step overcame, he felt his soul drift away. And in his mind, he could hear his dead brother say, who can you call? And it's the cops, won't you dead? What can you do with you being hunted by the feds? Where can you go when there's a reward on your head? What could you say when there's nothing left to be said? It's kill or be killed.